Welcome to Be Who You Really Are. I'm your host, Tegan Rubina, and I'm here to give you the tools that will allow you to really be yourself, because your dream relationships, well-being, and lifestyles are all waiting for you on the other side of discovering your true self. Guess what? You should feel good right now as you are, and if you don't, it's not because you're not smart enough, it's just not your destiny, or because you're broken. It's because you're blocking all your dreams from coming true by trying to be someone you're not. The truth is that my way, or any other person's way, will never be able to do it for you. The codes you're looking for can only be found inside yourself, and that's my job, to help you find them. So with that said, are you ready to live a life that turns you on? Not tomorrow, not the day after that, but right now. If so, then you're in the right place. Now let's jump into today's episode.
Hello, welcome back to the podcast. I'm so excited to speak to you today. It's going to be a bit of a freestyle episode, and I wanted to get on and just really celebrate human difference with this episode. And I'm also going to share some of my own experiences regarding human design too, because if you guys don't know, I absolutely love human design, and I'm definitely going to do a podcast episode probably fully on human design sometime soon. But I want to share the celebration of human difference through the perspective of human design as a modality in this episode, to give you examples of how learning about myself through the perspective of human design has really allowed me to just release so many thoughts, so many beliefs, and so many ideas that I had about myself that I was holding on to that I thought were good, that were actually me resisting who I really am. So yeah, that's what today's episode is going to be about. And I'm just going to jump in and start talking about it. So for me, when I first came across human design, which was over a year and a half ago now, one of the things that has really stuck out to me that I have been releasing over the past few months has been to do with the fact that I am, so I guess I should probably do a little bit of a discussion about what human design is, because I don't know how many of you really know that much about it. But human design is basically, it's a modality is what you would call it, but essentially it's a science of human differentiation. It's an energetic look at our individual blueprints. And I call it a celebration of human difference, because when you look at yourself through this modality, you can really start to understand how different we all are and how we all have been conditioned in similar ways. You know, we grow up and as children, we used to do what we wanted. You know, we used to have no filter. We would just say and act how we felt. We didn't have this idea about, you know, certain behaviors being right and wrong. We were just existing and expressing ourselves in a way that felt natural to us. But then as we got older, we started getting told about the rules, you know, the rules of how we should behave in society, how we should communicate with other people. And unfortunately, the shadow side to this, to playing by the rules, is we take them very seriously, you know, and a lot of people around us take them very seriously. So instead of going to a child, hey, this is the rules that we play by, you know, but they're just, you know, don't worry too much about it, but that's just a good thing to know about how to integrate into society and communicate with others. Instead, we kind of get shut down, and we, without knowing, a lot of us, we end up repressing these parts of ourselves that are us, and we end up writing these stories in our minds that kind of keep it repressed. And essentially it ends up being quite exhausting existing, because you start thinking about everything you're doing. You're no longer thinking about how you feel. You're judging yourself through how you think other people are perceiving you, because that's how you quote unquote fit into society. So this is what I'm going to be talking about. And for me, back to human design, the reason it helped me so much is because when I started to see my energetic blueprint, and as I said, I'll do another episode going more in depth on human design if you guys would like that, and I probably will, because I just love talking about this shit. But essentially, for me, a huge helpful perspective that I gained from looking at myself through the angle of my energetic blueprint, being my human design, was seeing that I was designed to operate when it comes to communication in a way that's very sporadic, but also what I mean, but not really sporadic. What I learned was that with my energetic blueprint, I'm designed to communicate in a way that is not naturally graceful. So I just kind of spit things out, and I've known this for my whole life and in my childhood. Sometimes I would just, it really did feel like a lot of the time when I'm talking that my words are running away from me. And that's because I actually have channel 34 to 20 in my human design activated. And this is the channel in my incarnation cross. So as I said, if you're listening to this, you don't really need to focus too much on the human design words. I'll do another episode. But what that basically means is a hugely prominent part, like one of the main prominent definitions of my energy and how I come across and how I express myself is through this direct connection to my life force energy, being my sacral center, through to my throat. And that means that my life force energy is just coming straight through to my throat and out into the world. And my profile in human design is also 3-5, so it's a Mata heretic. And yeah, it's really a profile that it's very much a profile that is designed to be bold, designed to be brave, and isn't afraid to put the hand up or, you know, speak out something that they feel is appropriate, even in an environment where they know they'll be rejected. And it's really, really great to learn this about. This was really great for me to learn about myself, because sometimes I really just felt like I wasn't an effective communicator. Like I would say things and I would second guess myself and think maybe I shouldn't have said that. And then I would proceed to feel guilty about what I would have said, and it would turn into a real shame and guilt cycle. So over time, I got really good at thinking before I would speak. And I know that's an important, sounds like a very important thing. But the truth is that when you really relearn to trust yourself again, it's less about thinking and more about trusting your flow and trusting that you know so much more than you think you know. Your mind is really constantly telling you this is, you're not enough here, you need to learn more here. All of this is conditioning. And the more that I connected to myself and to my truth, and just like really, really reconnected to my intuition, you could say, the harder it was for me to keep my, what I would have called previously uncontrollable impulses, which were actually just me being me, but I felt bad about being me, because as I said, you can't be speaking at the wrong time, saying the wrong things. Cause when you're a kid, or, you know, when you're in school, I was such a disruptive student in school. For my teachers, if any of you guys ever listened to this, I apologize, but you know, it is what it is. Hey, it's already been and gone. And I was always this loud kid, always like, I just had all this energy just coming straight out through my throat, straight out. I couldn't keep my mouth shut. And I used to, there was a little back room in grade 5 and 6. It's like a little glass, had a glass window. And I got put in that room quite a few times because, yeah, I was a very disruptive student. And the thing is, of course, like with the, you know, getting told off, you know, people with good intention, obviously trying to control the environment that everybody's in, it can end up having a toll on the individual, on me, on you, on everybody. Because what I really want to share in this podcast episode through my own experience is the fact that you are so unique, and that there's going to be naturally through the process of conditioning growing up, there's going to be many natural aspects about who you are that you've developed these kind of guilt and shame cycles around. That, and as I said, you might not even recognize it as guilt and shame, because in your mind, it will probably present itself in a very reasonable, respectful way. So for example, I would always be, you know, overthinking a lot of things that I would say. And I realized now that I was just protecting myself from judgment because I was afraid of being, you know, told off again, you know, like you kind of get used to that punishment cycle and you begin to be afraid of it. And then you end up altering your own behavior. And as I said, when you're altering yourself, you're no longer behaving as who you really are in order to fit in. But that's why you feel so much resistance in your own life, because it's when you're being yourself and when you're expressing yourself naturally that what you desire flows into your experience with so much ease, compared to when you're trying to fit into environments to make yourself feel good. You're never going to end up feeling, you know, that fulfillment, and things are going to feel a lot harder for you because there's a lot of effort that comes into, for example, having to screen yourself before you even respond, react, and just exist. It's when you get used to screening yourself all the time, which all of us are doing, it's actually a lot of energy that goes to waste. And yeah, for me, when I realized that it's really a natural part of my energy and my expression, especially as a 3-5, for example, a 3-5 profile in human design is the profile that gets bumped into physically and psychologically, because for the third line in human design is about the material experience. So it's a trial and error line. It's about finding out what works through realizing what doesn't work. So anyone with a third line in human design understands that the trial and error process can be quite brutal, you know, at times, because if you've been taught, so many of us have, for example, fear of failure, fear of things not going according to plan, and that stops so many of us from taking action altogether because of the fear that we aren't going to make it or that we aren't going to get where we want to go. And it's actually the fear that stops us, not the fact that we quote unquote fail, because there's no such thing as failure except for not trying, in my opinion. But anyways, the third line, you've got that natural trial and error process where essentially you just fall on your face a lot and you learn through that. You learn what, as I said, you learn about what does work and you kind of find your truth through that trial and error process, which you can then share. And it's only through your own experience will you have kind of the skills or the insight that can really transfer to somebody else, as you being that kind of outer authority, and you can really help people through your own experience. But for a third line profile, you have to have lived it and breathed it to be able to really translate that information onto others in a way that's going to be helpful. And then the fifth profile, the fifth line in human design is a projectory line, which means that people tend to project onto fifth line profiles an image that they've conjured up in their minds. And the truth is that everyone around you sees you in their own way. You know, everybody around you perceives you through their own perception. So that means that, you know, if your name's Greg, and you have an idea of who you are as Greg, your idea of who you are versus someone else's idea of who you are is very different. And that's because we have our own unique perspective. So for a fifth line profile, you're constantly kind of getting your energy, actually, as a fifth line invites people to kind of come into your space, and they kind of feel this pull that you can be like the knight in shining armor that comes in and like comes into the battlefield on that white horse and just picks them up and takes them out of their troubles or maybe the resistance they're experiencing. And what I mean essentially is there's really this projection that goes on to fifth line profiles from others where they see you as the one that can save the day, but it's not always correct and it's not always true, because everyone's going to be projecting this kind of idea onto you that you're like this hero. But you have to be very aware of what you can do and what you can help people with and what you can't help people with. So you can imagine here with this brief example I gave you of a 3-5 profile is you've got this individual that people are projecting like this save the day kind of vision onto this individual that has a conscious third line of trial and error, which means that they're going to fail. Like they're going to fall on their face and they're going to figure out what works through finding out what doesn't. And, you know, that's why it's so important for any fifth line profile, but especially a 3-5, to be very aware of what they're taking on, because I know that this really helped me so much, because I'm pretty sure out of all of the profiles in human design, 3-5 is the only profile that has the fifth line in the subconscious area. So for other fifth line profiles, there's this conscious awareness that this is what people are doing, like that people are projecting an image onto you of being the hero. And from there, it's like with that awareness, it can really allow you to navigate that trajectory plane. But for a 3-5 profile, the 5 is subconscious. So I remember the amount of times that, you know, people would get really upset at me And I wouldn't really understand why, because I'm just like, you know, shit happens. You know what I mean? Like, because, for example, I would have done something and it would have not worked out and I wouldn't have been too concerned because, you know, for me, I'm just like, that's just the natural process of things. But a lot of the time you might say, yeah, I can do this for you or whatever as a 3-5, and not realize that in that moment, the person that you've kind of like, you know, you've said in that moment, I'm going to come in and do this for you. And they're taking this really personally, and it means a lot because in that moment they've seen you as that knight in shining armor, but meanwhile you didn't understand that that's what they were projecting onto you. As soon as you don't meet the expectation that they've imagined in their mind, there's a lot of lashback basically when you don't meet that expectation. And I know that I've definitely experienced that as a 3-5 in friendships and relationships where I've kind of like not understood why people were upset at me or like, you know, kind of got this backlash. And I'm just like, but look, everyone makes mistakes. Like, and as I said as well, I didn't understand that people were projecting that I was going to come in and save the day. Because of that, it can have a real psychological impact. So that's why the third line is that physical, material bumping into and being bumped into experience. And that fifth line is a very psychological experience of, in a way, being bumped into. Because if you make a mistake and you kind of like unknowingly sign a contract without realizing energetically that you're going to take on this responsibility for somebody, but you can't fulfill that responsibility, the backlash will be very bitter and it's a very hurtful experience, you know? So whether you're a 3-5 profile or not, like, as I said, don't focus too much on the human design numbers and things. Just really feel into the experience of what I'm sharing, because I'm sure that all of us can resonate on some level with that 3-5 kind of profile. I mean, the experience that I'm talking about, the trial and error, you know, the failures that lead to the successes. So therefore, they're actually successes, by the way. And, you know, that experience of somehow of letting people down and not really realizing why it was as dramatic as it was. Like, maybe you're thinking it didn't have to be this big of a deal, but to the other person it is. It's really interesting when you can see how we're just all having such a unique experience and we're really soaking things up in completely different ways. And a lot of the anguish and struggle that we deal with in communication with others is we assume that they communicate the same way as us and that they see things the same way as us. And therefore, we cast judgment onto other people as soon as they don't act in the way that we thought they were going to or respond in the way that we thought they were going to. Because, as I said, we're assuming they see the world the same way as us. And as soon as you realize, wait a second, everybody's having a completely different experience here. Everybody has their own priorities. And you stop taking other people's stuff personally or other people's behaviors personally, it really allows you to relax more and enjoy yourself more. And that's what it's all about. And then also it allows you to have these beautiful relationships and friendships with just without the drama and with more openness and connection and, you know, honesty and just like all the things you really want, you know, in a relationship. So yeah, for me, learning about my human design was a huge, huge game changer because I realized, so yeah, as I said, I was kind of struggling with what was right and what was wrong in the sense of I'm like, what is right for me to say and what is right for me to do? And the thing is, I was unknowingly judging myself through how I'd been conditioned as a child. So you know, I'd find myself a lot of times nearly going to say something that was like ready to fly out of my mouth and then I'd swallow it. Because, you know, the voice in my head is like, now's not the right time. You know, for example, I can't always hear the voice, but, you know, it might have been like, that's not a reasonable thing to say right now, or who are you to make those assumptions? Like, so I'd have these voices come through. And I want to be clear with you that these voices are very reasonable. Like, it's, as I said, it doesn't make you necessarily think of shame and guilt when you think of these thoughts, but that's actually the response that's going on because when you're repressing yourself, it's because you're denying yourself of who you really are. And, you know, the only real way for that to happen is when we're not supporting our true nature. And that comes most of the time through just kind of feeling guilty about it. Like, for example, who are you to know this about somebody else? But it's not about whether, for example, when I speak random things or just let out what's on my mind, it's not about me knowing anything about anybody else. It's just trusting that intuition. And as I said, like flowing with myself, because I'm not here to tell anyone else how to live their life. And I'm not here to, you know, go, you have to do things this way or that way. But I do believe that I am here to share some really powerful shit. And a lot of the time the powerful shit comes out when you're not expecting it. And sometimes when you say things, it isn't received in a very gracious way, because as I said, I'm not a very gracious communicator sometimes. Sometimes things just come straight out of me, and sometimes I surprise myself, and I'm really learning to love myself in that again and realize that that is okay. And it's also okay for people to disagree with me and to not understand, and it's okay for people to be upset. It's okay. Like, all of it's okay. All of the emotional experiences, all of the responses, like, we're here trying to curate ourselves, aren't we? Like, we're all trying to, like, just act, you know, what do you call it? Reasonable. But the fact is that the full scope of human expression, that's reasonable. That's beautiful. And we should stop judging ourselves for being human, because being human is the whole expression. It is all of the emotions, all of the feelings, it is everything. And the more that we can reconnect with who we are and just have the courage to work through the conditioning of, for example, me swallowing a lot of words and swallowing a lot of thoughts. And as I said, I'm doing it because I'm in my mind, it's like, oh yeah, you're just like super, you know, aware of the fact that sometimes people don't take what you say the right way. But it's like right then and there, what I'm doing is I'm editing my behavior based off how I think other people will perceive me. And whenever you're doing this, I want you to know that what you're actually doing is you're judging yourself, but then it's kind of coming through somebody else. So yeah. And whenever you're in a place where you've had a habit, you've got habits and patterns of judgment, it's only natural that your environment's going to reflect that. So that means that the people around you probably think the same things that you've been thinking. So it is fair to say that when you assume, oh, you know, if I do this, Sally's going to be upset, it might not be untrue, but the truth is the reason you're around Sally is because that's the same belief you have. And that's why you haven't been speaking up and being truthful with yourself and with others. And the process of like opening yourself up and starting to behave in different ways that people have not expected you to behave because you've repressed these natural urges for so long, it's obviously a process that takes time to adapt to. Yeah, so like it takes time for you to adapt. For example, when you stop letting these beliefs from holding you back and you start behaving in a certain way, you have to work through the resistance of that. So when I started like really going, you know, Tegan's going fully unfiltered and I'm just going to be sharing my truth and being me, I had to work through that resistance, and I had to work through the emotions that came up for me when I finally started speaking things that I used to swallow. I would have to work through the resistance of guilt that I would feel and shame that I would feel. And then I would have to, you know, going through that process of taking action and eliminating old beliefs. It requires you to work through this period of discomfort where you are being really hard on yourself. So therefore, don't be surprised when the people around you, when you start changing, also respond in the same way that you internally respond to yourself. Because as I said, you're going to be internally responding to yourself going, oh my God, you shouldn't have said that. Oh, you're just so stupid. Or like, that was a silly thing to say. You're going to notice this is the energy that's going to come up inside of you when you finally go, I see the vision and I understand that what I want for myself is to accept myself as who I am. You're going to have to take on the challenge of working through this resistance, and therefore the people around you are also going to respond the same way that you are in your head of going, oh my God, I can't believe she just said that. She's just being so unreasonable, or she's just not being polite. Like, it's okay, as I said, for even people around you to have that experience, because it's also okay for you to have that experience. So I think the more that we can realize it's all okay, you know, everything's fine. Take a breath. We don't need to take everything so seriously, and we can get more open and understanding with each other. It's just a win-win for everybody. But the focus is always on you. You know, the focus is always on your world, your reality, and yeah, just like getting more comfortable being yourself. So with human design, learning that I'm here to just be me, and part of my unique energy is that it is very straight out, you know, no filter. I am designed to bump into things. Life bumps into me. That is my energy. It's very in the experience. And, you know, learning to not take it all so personally has been such a powerful realization for me. And it's really allowed me to open up so much in this past year and start really being more honest and like not thinking, oh, I better not say this because that could be interpreted this way, that way. Because everything that you say can be interpreted in an infinite amount of ways because there's just billions of us having our own unique experience. So you cannot keep filtering yourself through the idea that you need to show up a certain way for others, because in doing that, you are dampening yourself. You are not showing up as yourself. And when you're not showing up as yourself, it is not possible for you to, you know, attract in what you want and what you truly desire, because you're not acting as who you really are. So you're going to be like, as much to the degree that you pretend is going to be to the same degree that around your, like the experience you're having around you and your relationships in your life is going to feel pretend. It's not going to feel, you're not going to feel that genuine connection to life. So that was hopefully a really helpful episode for you guys. Because yeah, there's so many cool perspectives and ideas that you can get through seeing yourself through the lens of human design and seeing yourself as an energetic being that has such a unique perspective to share, and you're going to have such a unique experience based off your, you know, energetic blueprint and how you experience life and the things that have happened to you, that's going to shape your whole unique vision and view of the world. And, you know, get sharing. That's what you're here to do. You're here to trust yourself in that process. Because guess what? There's so many of you that are going to have completely opposite communication styles to me. And guess what? When you're experiencing the other, so when you're experiencing people that behave the opposite to you, it can naturally be very triggering. Because as I said, if we're just so used to expecting people to behave like us, we end up getting worked up, we end up getting angry and upset. And that's why, like, taking the breath and taking that extra second to wait a second, these people have their own story, their own experiences, and their own, you know, unique perspective. So I can just take a breath here and realize that that's not personal. It's just, we literally are here to express ourselves in this unique way together so we can learn together. You can see how having that understanding for yourself just releases so much of the emotional waste that you've been wasting on being angry, upset, and worked up by people behaving differently, because they're just being themselves. And even when people are repressing their own, like, as I said, I've been working through the last year unfiltering myself and just being more comfortable speaking what feels good for me and not worrying about how that's interpreted by others. That process has been really, really interesting. It's brought up so much for me, but ultimately it's been so empowering to just release all of these habits that I had that were just so exhausting. It's so exhausting to constantly assess yourself through others, by the way. Like, all those thoughts and that are going on in your mind, you do not need to have them. It is actually not, it's common, but it's not normal. So you want to be really just trusting your intuition, which is in your body. And that's a really another really great thing about human design, is you can really learn the specific parts of your body that you can really attune to follow that intuitive nudge that all of us have. We all have that wisdom inside of us, and we're all trying to find it outside of us, which is just a waste of time because it's in there. Nobody knows how to do your life better than you. Anyway, I'm going to share so much more on human design. I'm actually thinking that I might just do like two parts to my episodes where I just talk about a certain subject or unpack a certain topic with you guys. And then I might do like, yeah, a little segment where I get specific and kind of get into human design a bit more in the name of celebrating human difference, really. That's what I want that to be about. So let me know if you would like that and I will get on to it, because there's so much more to share in regards to how we're all uniquely designed to show up. And I want to finish by saying that the general advice that you hear in, you know, that you hear around you, it may be good for some people, but it may be terrible for others. So even the example, just to finish off this episode, even the example of, say, somebody says, like, you know, always own stand up and like always kind of speak up about who you are, or, you know, maybe, you know, if you're around people and you don't agree with everything, always like stand up and share your opinion. That would be advice that I would love to share, because that's kind of how I am. You know, if I am in a place where there's something going on that I don't agree with, I'll certainly be the one to kind of go, I disagree. But you see, for other people, they're not energetically designed to live like that. And it's actually important for other energy types to kind of be more like a chameleon and kind of blend into the environments, because that's how they learn, by getting close to all of the different expressions and through kind of blending into the different expressions of energy. They, through that experience, really connect with who they are. So if they were just going to stand up and disagree with everything around them, they're kind of actually missing out on the opportunity to get their perspective and the way that their energy works. So you can see how some advice is helpful for certain people, while other advice could actually be really terrible. And that's why seeing yourself as this unique being is super, super powerful. And also, like, I mean, at the foundation of everything, learning to trust yourself is key. That's going to be what matters the most in your life, is to stop asking for advice from other people. You can certainly hear other people's perspectives and ideas, but always make the decision for yourself. Don't be afraid to make decisions. So many people don't make their own decisions because we're afraid of judgment. Because you'll see it when people share their own ideas and stuff, whether it be on social media or in real life, people are so quick to like judge other people's decisions or other people standing up and sharing something, but they themselves won't share. So you really want to get really connected to yourself and, yeah, learn to trust yourself, because that's where the fun is. When you learn to trust yourself, you're not going to feel hard done by life, because the more you trust yourself, the more you realize you're creating your experience and you don't need to rely on other people telling you what to do to plan out, you know, the life the way you want it, because no one else can do it. You know, no one else can really give you life exactly how you want it. You're the only one that can do it. So you got to get up close and personal with yourself and really trust yourself. Anyway, hope you enjoyed this really free-flowing episode today, and I hope you got some interesting insights from it. And if you have any questions about human design, shoot me a message on Instagram. I would love to answer your questions, because I'm just obsessed with the modality. And yeah, if you want me to do kind of, I'm going to do, as I said, segments on human design, I think, in my podcast, where I actually could answer a listener's, you know, question in that segment. So that might be really fun too. So as I said, let me know. Love to hear your feedback and ideas. And otherwise, enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you so much for listening.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. I hope you got some juicy ideas that will allow you to give yourself permission to live your best life right now. If you're loving the podcast, then be sure to send me a message and let me know what you want to hear next. And for the cherry on top, leave a review so together we can spread the good vibes and continue to build a community of people who celebrate being themselves.